Now, the folk out in RTE in Donnybrook in Dublin 4, they have been asking members of the public to say what they think about the organisation and what they want from it in the coming years. I didn't know this, but it's actually under the Broadcasting Act of 2009. They are required to consult with the public and prepare a public service statement every 5 years. So I don't know what they're looking for. Whether, you know, whether they want to say, oh, sack your man, sack your woman, get rid of this one, get rid of that show is terrible. Why is the Angela still on? All that kind of stuff. But anyway, we decided to try and make it more user-friendly, so to speak. So Miriam is with us here this morning. Miriam, hi. What's this all about? Hi.
Well, look, great to hear Miley Cyrus, by the way. I think fabulous, there's still a huge place for independent commercial radio in this country. But anyway, look, the public service broadcaster is really, you know, is really an important, you know, facet of our society. Yeah. And we think it's important that we hear from, you know, the people.
Yeah, you're beginning to sound like a press release there now, to be honest with you.
Well, not really. No, sorry, Ian. I didn't mean to be so formal. But, you know, we need to, you know, get their opinions on what we're doing, where we're going, their feelings about our programming, because we really care what people think genuinely.
Right, okay. So what areas are you looking for the public to give their opinion on specifically? Like, I mean, like,
you know, Ian, it's a really wide remit. You can have an opinion on programming, maybe, which you alluded to earlier on. We really want to hear from people. Where do you think the emphasis should be on? Should it be, you know, should RT be more youth-oriented? What about sports programming or documentaries? Sorry. Is reality TV a thing of the past?
Miriam, sorry. Yeah, okay, we got that. Daniel is actually on the line. Hello, Daniel.
How are you doing, Ian?
How are you doing there, Daniel? Sorry, I'm just talking to Miriam here about this.
I heard it. That's great.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get me chance at some stage, Ian.
Right, okay.
I'm a member of the general public, Ian.
Okay.
Here's my opinion on RTE.
Oh, God, okay, you sure now? Have you thought about this?
I have. Oh, I've thought about
it. Long and hard, I'd say.
Here's my opinion. Napalm the place. Quick flyover in a B-29. Okay. It'll be all over in seconds. Hit Carrickstown first, if possible. Now, if that doesn't work, do what RTE does. Repeat it. Napalm the place again. Last Sunday night, Ian.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take me time here now, if you don't mind.
Okay,
I'm a member of the public.
This is your experience, is it? Yeah.
Last Sunday night.
Okay.
Killing a Scully from 2002.
Okay, fine program.
Followed by Mrs. Brown's Boys Christmas special.
Right.
In March.
Oh, God, okay, right.
Now,
fair enough.
My question as a member of the general public.
Yeah.
How much Mrs. Brown's Boys can a nation take in? Surely we have herd immunity at this stage. Or are we getting a vaccine?
What?
It's only a matter of time, Ian, before they start repeating the Angelus at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, I know.
Napalm it, sell it off, and stick them all in a warehouse in Bellewstown. With no canteen. So they can't have any more flipping parties. Good luck.